This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, so here's what happened Saturday night as I was watching the game. I got a direct message from a listener, and he was nervous as heck. All right, he was super nervous. And he was like, man, I was freaking out. I don't know why I gave up. He kind of gave up on the Cowboys in the middle of the game.
Okay.
And he said, I'm too used to watching these Cowboys choke. I kept seeing ways we would lose and was shocked when we made the play. And then he went on about how happy he was. And you're used to seeing the Cowboys lose and get sucker punched and feeling nauseous the day after a playoff game.
I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Their current division losing streak is tied for the third longest during the Super Bowl era. That's a long time.
You are, as a DFW sports fan, you were jaded. 2011 was the last championship you got with Dirk, right?
Yep.
I mean, even that second cup you tried to get with for Lord Stanley. Didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
Game six, Nelson
All
Cruz.
Right.
Stop it.
I mean, but before that, we lost to the Giants, too.
Well, bring those up every once in a while. Instead of just going to that one, that sore's got salt and lemon and everything in it. I'm tired of it hurting.
Dez caught it. Mason Crosby. Kevin, we talked about this yesterday. You are trained and conditioned as a Dallas Cowboys or a DFW sports fan that you can't win games that matter. That's just how we are at this point, unless it's Dirk in that one moment. But right now, I'm trying to find out how we can change that, how we can change our mindset. How can we change our minds?
I'm assuming you mean before the game, because my sarcastic half-ass answer is going to be win the game.
Yeah, no,
on
win
Saturday
the game,
night.
Obviously.
Okay, but outside of that,
okay,
how can you change that?
All right. How can you start believing positively that this Cowboys team can pull it off? Because I feel like a lot of people, there's a split again this week. There's half the audience that I know, and 877-881-1053, what are the ways to change your mindset about this Cowboys playoff run here, that they can win and go through this thing? There's a split audience where some of them are saying there's no way we can beat Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald, you know, and Sean McVay. That mix is just too good. And there's another group that's saying, I feel better about this game than I did against Seattle. And Colby, I think you're in that group, aren't you?
I am in that group.
Wow, really?
Yeah, no, the Seahawks, for some reason, just them walking onto the field, I was just like, I don't know. Every time that I see these colors and I see the playoffs or a meaningful game, that means the Cowboys lose.
And was there a feeling that Russell Wilson was going to pull it out? Like that Russell Wilson was going to be the guy to pull it off?
Yeah, there would have been too if they would have, I don't know. Let him do it.
That's the feeling. I feel like there's a shift that we're not recognizing or not willing to open our hearts and let this shift happen. And the shift is that we have Dak. We have a quarterback on this team that is clutch. And are you too scared to just fully believe and fully trust that this guy can pull it off against whatever team, or that maybe even if they do get down a few touchdowns in this game to the Rams, that he can bring them back? It was because this year they've been deficient offensively.
Yep.
But we saw what he did against the Packers 2 years ago in the playoffs. So why can't this quarterback do whatever it takes? Why can't you believe? 877-881-1053.
So I have a theory about the last part of what you were saying. Why can't this quarterback do it? Because that means you would have to admit that you were wrong. Not you personally, but I'm saying people out there who decided for whatever reason that Dak is a garbage quarterback. I have terrible news for you. You're wrong. Like, if you think Dak is a garbage quarterback, you're wrong. If you think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, you're also wrong. Why can't it be somewhere in between? I don't know. Apparently it cannot, because if you have a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, there's no room for middle ground.
Is he a top 10 right now?
I think he's like a fringe.
Okay.
I'd probably put him maybe like 11 or 12.
Okay.
You know, something more like that. But for whatever reason, that drives people insane because they're like, no, 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 he's top five, or people who are like, he's worst 10, both of which I think are crazy opinions. I feel perfectly fine.
Ryan Tannehill is like the worst 9. So like, there's got to be.
You'd think. Yeah. But so I think for a lot of people, if the Cowboys win on Saturday night, you have to, like, you don't have to look at it like this, I guess. But the fact will be that Dak has gotten farther than Romo ever did in the playoffs. And save the text about why you think that
is. Not further than Troy.
That's, well, yeah, sure. But nobody makes that argument, right? Like, and so I think for a lot of people who think Dak is garbage, they are, I don't know, almost kind of rooting for the team to lose because they think somehow Dak winning betrays Romo and betrays their opinion. It's okay to be wrong. What do I say all the time if I have in like an anti-Metroplex selection? I was like, I hope I am wrong. I hope all of you call me on it. And so I would be fine with being wrong if I was like, oh, Dak's not that great. And then he won this game like almost single-handedly. Would you not be happy with sucking it up and being like, okay. Because their team would be in the NFC Championship.
No, I think I actually think there will still be people, even if they were to win this game, win the next game, and win the Super Bowl, that they will say somehow, well, they got lucky, they won't be able to do it again. And, blah, blah, blah,
and
blah, blah,
you're
blah,
saying blah, blah, blah. They and not just Dak, too. That's the other thing about it. Is right. There's this whole other group on this team that are a bunch of guys that are all in this together right now.
But I don't.
And they are, most of them, have no connection to the Patrick Creighton drop.
Sure.
Or have no connection to the other five or the other four.
The destruction
losses.
Of the offensive line in 2009.
Yeah.
You know, your dynasty is over, lost to the Carolina Panthers. So you're right about that. I don't know. I wonder how many people.
Is it because they haven't. The seeds are just now being planted with this young team? And you're just now watching the, like, maybe getting some of the fruits of the labor?
I think you might be onto something, because think back about the way, how quickly Mavericks fans got jaded in that 5 years in between 6 and 11, right? Because you lost in 2006, but think about how, I mean, Ben and Skin have even copped to the fact that they call them the one and done boys.
Mm-hmm.
And like the entire Metroplex was used to us making the playoffs, and you got to the point where people were like, who cares what happens in the regular season?
Right.
Like,
yes.
What are you going to do in the
spoiled.
Playoffs?
We got very spoiled.
Because that's all that mattered anymore. And so I do kind of wonder if that same jaded mentality has set in, because I realize it's a new, like, largely a new group, but the last time this group looked like flat out the best team in the NFL, they were the only recent NFC number one seed not to make the Super Bowl.
And what was that?
2016. Oh. And then right before that, when it looked like this was Romo's best shot and he and the offense and Murray were imposing their will on everybody, you still lost. And so I think a lot of people look at it and they say, I've already seen the last generation and this generation look awesome, and we still lost in this round.
But you said a minute ago, you think Saturday night, if the Cowboys win, it'll turn the opinion of whether or not this is a group of chokers or is a group that can actually go on to do greater things.
I honestly don't see how it couldn't. And I'll tell you, it's as simple as this.
They still have another opponent to play, and they could choke in that game.
They do, but I want to shout down every single one of those people who, if they win this game, they say they can't win the NFC Championship game. I'm going to stop you right there. Tell me why. Because you're 3-0 against your two possible opponents. You know, like, you can argue that, oh, it's different being on the road. I get all that, but.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But you've already beat those teams, and so if you think you can't beat them, well, you've already seen that you can beat them. And if you think you're going to lose again, my God, take a minute and appreciate. If you win Saturday night, put aside all your bad feelings towards whatever player, whatever team, whatever owner, whatever, whatever, and realize that this would be the furthest you've gotten in 23 years, and go off of that.
Hey, I know he just got done doing a radio show, and he was...
He demands more radio.
It was a fascinating radio show, but man, Skin Wade has hopped on the phone and wants to talk about this right now. Skin, are you a true believer or not?
I'm a true believer. I do think that this team can win. I don't think we should act like, hey, we're going to go beat the Rams for sure, but I do love this matchup. I'm just calling to correct a fallacy that I heard on the KNC Masterpiece earlier this evening.
Do we just need to say Ben and not both of y'all?
It's really It's really early in the show to already get things wrong, Skin.
Thank you, man. You guys go. I think Kevin already corrected it. You guys have a great evening and go Cowboys.
It was one particular member of the Ben and Skin show, not the one who just called in, who tagged them as the one and done boys. And he will own that, so we'll make sure that Skin gets not credit for not advising to that.
Okay.
But I honestly, and I'm curious people's feedback now. If they do win on Saturday night, how can you still assume that they will always lose? Because I don't get it. I do kind of get it up until this point, Corey. Like me personally, I'm with Skin. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win or anything. They're a touchdown underdog. But I definitely think they have a shot to win. But for the people who don't think they can win, look, you go back to 96. You were going to continue the dynasty, but you didn't, and you lost. You go back to 07, you were the best team in the NFC, and you were primed to make that unbelievable Super Bowl against the Patriots, but you didn't, and you lost. In 09, you were embarrassed off the field. In 14, you had the best offense we had seen around here since the triplets, but guess what? You lost. And in 16, you had the new generation, and it was going to change all those bad feelings, but guess what? You lost, and you are very notable as being the only number one NFC seed in a long time not to make the Super Bowl. And so when you ask why, I think that backstory is why.
Yeah, no, it. And somebody pointed out they've been a Cowboys fan for 48 years. That's amazing. I mean, are you 48 years old? You got to be like 49 at least, right? Because you don't start at one.
The hell you don't.
Okay, at least 48 years old. So we appreciate that listener right there being around this long and sticking with us too. This is, you know, having seen this whole ebb and flow of the entirety of the Cowboys is pretty fascinating. Knowing the history of this team is a lot of fun.
It is.
And knowing that they've been to a lot of Super Bowls and not won all of them. I mean, Roger has Super Bowl disappointment that he still lives with. And I think if you were listening to the Legends show last week, was it Charlie Waters was on?
Yep.
And he was saying, hey, you know, every once in a while I do go out to lunch with Roger. And we'll sit there and we'll be eating. And all of a sudden he'll bring up that Super Bowl and say, what happened? You know, and then all of a sudden there it is because he still lives with that. But they also have those successes to ride on. This young group right here, I mean, Zeke's still involved. And you still got this guy who's really not had his opportunity to take the next step in the playoffs and show what else they can do. And I think a lot of it may have to do with Garrett. And this disbelief that he can coach them to something else. But I think there's a young group that has no other understanding then we've done well when we've done what he's asked of us.
I honestly hope that you're right. What I will tell you is for the people who have not turned on some of these players, and I don't think that you should, I think there's going to be significant backlash if you lose this game, especially if it's a rout. And it doesn't even have to be the Minnesota-esque 34-3 or whatever. If you drop this game by 17 points, give or take, I think you're going to see a lot of backlash because you think about when the narrative really set in for Romo, it was after that second playoff loss against the Giants. You had the loss in 06 to Seattle, and then you had that Giants loss, which again, by no means is all on him, but what difference does that make? After 07, I think a lot of people had made up their mind, and if they hadn't, it was for sure at the end of the 08 season, his third season, just like Dak, where you lost that last game to Philly, which was essentially a playoff game. And he said, well, if this is the worst thing, blah, 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 blah. You know what happened from then is people turned on them. So I don't think it just has to be Dak. I do wonder if people will say, you can't win with this group. Because you mentioned Garrett. There's plenty of people who already think you can't win with Garrett.
I mean, you've said it. On an even playing field.
Absolutely. When all things are equal, I don't have confidence in this organization to win. And that goes back to your original question. Why? because I've been a Cowboys fan my entire life. When I first started to love football, it was in 1990, and I remember being super sad when an awesome guy that we have on the radio all the time couldn't win that last game against, I believe it was the Falcons, and so we finished the season 7-9 and didn't make the playoffs. Me as a little kid, I was devastated.
Did you cry?
I don't know.
Just say you cried.
Okay.
Show some human emotion.
And then in 91, I remember we won that game against the Bears, and then we were going up against Detroit and Barry Sanders, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, nobody can stop us now. We got Emmitt. You keep Barry. We got Emmitt. We got this. We got the triplets. We got blah, 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 blah. And then we got embarrassed off the field. But then that was the end of any of that, because in 92, we destroyed the world and went into San Francisco when no one thought we could win. Won again in 93. I know what happened. Should have won in 94. One again in 95. Those were my formative years. Like, that's the age my son is now, and he's never experienced any semblance of success. You're stuck in that same boat with the Redskins and the Lions as the longest drought without an NFC championship game appearance. And that's why I say I don't have confidence in this franchise to win on a level playing field. But that changes if you win Saturday night. And if you go up against the Saints, I know you won't be the favorite, but I'll damn sure tell you this. Like I said, if you beat the Rams, oh, you can't beat the Rams. You go into that NFC Championship game knowing you can beat the team you played. Why? Because you already beat them.
So change your approach on Friday. Have a freaking awesome Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, finish it up tonight.
Why not enjoy it now?
Have an awesome Friday tomorrow, because we're going to be on 7 to 11 tomorrow night, and that's when we give away the final letter for the very rare KNC Masterpiece right. T-shirt. And then on Saturday, just spend the entire day getting ready to whoop that tail. I'm going to say tail for right now.
If you were
right?
fired up enough, you would say a different word.
The ram. Whoop the ram horns.
Mm-hmm.
But
we need to whoop that ass.
All right, there you go.
There you go. And if you want to yell out expletives like that, come on down to the owner's box Saturday night, where I know that Mike Bassick will be shouting all kinds of obscenities. And hopefully they're positive obscenities. Cowboys against the Rams. By the way, did you know the whole day takeover of the owner's box?
Oh, yeah.
Pre-game show is going to be live from the owner's box. We're going to have a show on even before that, Fan Jam, rocking it out. It's going to be a big day. Saturday, it's game day. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.